The Winter 15 platform release brought us the new queueable Apex interface. This interface is a cool new way to execute asynchronous computations on the Force.com platform, giving you already know it future, scheduled Apex jobs, and batch jobs. The main differences between it future methods and queueable Apex jobs are 1. When you enqueue a new job, you get a job ID that you can actually monitor, like batch jobs or scheduled jobs. 2. You can enqueue a queueable job inside a queueable job, no more future method cannot be called from a future or batch method exceptions. As for Winter 15 release, you can chain a maximum of 2 queueable jobs per call, so a job can fire another job and that's it. With Spring 15 release, this limit has been removed. 3. You can have complex objects, such as subjects or apex objects, in the job context, at future only supports primitive data types. All I want to do in this article is show a practical use case for this interface. For those impatient out there, the complete code of this article can be found here. Business requirement: you have to send a call out to an external service whenever a case is closed. Constraints: the call out will be a rest post method that accepts a JSON body with all the non-null case fields that are filled exactly when the case is closed. The endpoint of the service will be a simple request. Bin. The queueable Apex use case. Using a future method, we will pass the case ID to the job and so make a subsequent SQL query. This is against the requirement to pass the fields we have in the case at the exact time of the update. This might seem an excessive constraint, but with big ORGs and hundreds of future methods in execution, due to system overload, future methods can actually be executed after minutes, so the case state can be different from when the future was actually fired. To store the attempts of callout and the responses, this is only a helper method that allows for reportization of the attempts. We will use a new subject called callout_c with the given fields. Case_c, master/detail on case. Job_ID_c, external ID, unique, case sensitive, stores the queueable job ID. Send_on_c, date/time, when the callout took place. Duration_c, integer, milliseconds for the callout to be completed. We can report timeouts easily. Status_c, pick list, valued are queued, default, OK, response 200, KO, response. Equals 200, or failed, exception. Response_c, long text, stores the server response. To achieve the business needs, we need a case trigger. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The trigger iterates bulkily through the trigger's cases, and if they are created as closed or the status field changes to closed, a new job is enqueued and a callout_c object is added to the list that will be inserted outside the for. This way we always have evidence on the system that the callout has been fired. Remember that you can add up to 50 jobs to the queue with system.enqueue job in a single transaction, so you have to be sure that the trigger makes a maximum of 50 system.enqueue job invocations. This is up to you. Let's have a look at the job class. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The queueable interface is the main reason of this article, while the database.allows callouts allow us to send a callout inside the job. The constructor of the class consists on a single class member assignment. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Finally, let's watch the main execute method of the job, the one that stores all the synchronous logic. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. These are the steps of execution. 1. Creates the JSON payload to be sent through the post request. Watch the method in the provided GitHub repo. For more details, nothing more than a describe and a map. 2. Gets the callout_c subject that was created by the case trigger, and using the context job ID. 3. Gets the starting time of the callout being executed, to calculate the duration. 4. Tries to make the rest call. A. Server responded with a 200 OK. B. Server responded with a non-OK status, for example 400, 500. C. Saves the response body in the response_c field. 5. Callout failed, so the response_c field is filled with the stack trace of the exception, Believe me, this is super useful when trying to get what happened, especially when you have other triggers, code in the try branch of the code. 6. Unfortunately, if you try to enqueue another job after a callout is done, you get the maximum callout depth has been reached. Exception: this is because you can have only two jobs in the queue chain that makes callouts, so if you queue another job with the database.allows callouts interface, you get this error. This way the job would have tried to enqueue another equal job for future execution. 7. Sets time fields on the callout underscore C object. 8. Finally, creates an attachment object with a JSON request done. This way it can be expected, knowing the precise state of the case object sent, and can be resubmitted using a resubmission tool that uses the same code. It could be a batch job, for instance. This is an example request, if you are curious about what I'm sending. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. As already written, the full code for this queueable Apex use case, with the related metadata, is available on this GitHub repo. Dash. About the author. Enrico Muru, Enri.co, is a solution architect and senior developer at Web Results Engineering Group. He started working on the Force.com platform in 2009, and since then he grew a big experience following the growth of the platform. He is also a huge JavaScript lover. In the last years he began to write technical blog posts for the dev community trying to document his fun with the Force.com platform and more. His daydream is to become the first Italian Force.com evangelist, sharing his passion to all developers, and spend the rest of his professional life, and more, to learn new techs and experimenting.